دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
روز بخیر شنوندگان عزیز رادیو ایران، به خصوص علاقمندان به برنامه دنیای ما، جامعه ما. برنامه‌ای که فرصت آشنایی شما عزیزان رو با دستاندرکاران و نامزدهای مقام‌های مختلف دولتی فراهم می‌کنه. مثل افرادی که در سنیت، کنگرس، سیتی کانسل، اسمبلی و دیگر بخش‌ها مشغول فعالیت هستند و یا برای به دست آوردن اون مسند و مقام در انتخابات شرکت می‌کنند. میهمان برنامه امروز سعی بر این دارن که در انتخابات امسال نوامبر 2022 کانگرسمن کالیفرنیا در منطقه سی بشن و رقیب خودشون رو که در حال حاضر آدم شیف هست رو شکست بدن. آقای جانی نلبندیان که نماینده کانستیتوشنال کانسرویتیو هستند از ارامنه عزیز. البته غیر از چند کلمه فارسی صحبت نمی کنند و من تا جایی که امکانش باشه صحبت ها رو ترجمه خواهم کرد. Mr. Johnny Nalbandian, welcome to today's program.
Oh, thrilled to be on. How are you doing this afternoon?
We are all doing great and it's a pleasure to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to this wonderful interview. I've heard some of your other interviews and you do a fabulous job.
Thank you so much. Let me introduce you to our audience members first, but I'm going to do it in Farsi. And then we're going to start having a conversation in English when it comes to my questions. والدین آقای جانی نلبندیان در اواسط دهه 1930 از دولت سرکوبگر استالینیستی شوروی گریختند. مدت 8 سال در تهران زندگی کردند، بعد به هندوستان رفتند و سرانجام به نیوجرسی ایالات متحده آمریکا آمدند. جانی در نیوجرسی به دنیا آمد و در کالیفرنیا بزرگ شد. از 11 سالگی شروع به کار کرد و با گذشت سالها عاشق سیاست شد. او معتقد بود که از طریق سخت کوشی و کار صادقانه می توان به رویای موفقیت دست یافت. با حفظ این ارزش‌ها در سن 19 سالگی یک شرکت موفق توزیع و فراوری غذاهای دریایی را در کالیفرنیا تأسیس کرد. این شرکت در زمان اوج خود 60 میلیون دلار فروش داشت و به عنوان تیفنی صنعت غذاهای دریایی شناخته میشد. جانی به نمایندگی از صنعت غذاهای دریایی و جامعه ارمنی آمریکایی برای رئیس جمهور بزرگ رونالد ریگان کمپین کرد. او همچنین با افتخار برای فرماندار فقید جورج دوکمیچیان مبارزات انتخاباتی انجام داد. در سال 2016 با الهام از انرژی کمپین ریاست جمهوری دونالد ترامپ و حس پیروزی به سبک رونالد ریگان، جانی به سیاست بازگشت، چرا که دلنگران آمریکا و کالیفرنیایی بود که در اون بزرگ شده بود و شاهد بود که حزب دموکرات این ایالت طلایی رو به سوی نابودی سوق میده. جانی قصد داره که تمامی سیاست‌های حرفه‌ای رو که تا به حال نتیجه نداشتن کنار بگذاره و از اونجایی که اهل عمل هست، آماده است با بحران‌های مطرح امروز مقابله کنه. خب بپردازیم به صحبت امروز با این نماینده کنگره کالیفرنیا و در ضمن یادآور بشم که آرمین جون کارگردان فنی خوبمون خطوط تلفن رو باز گذاشتن و آقای نلبدیان هم آمادگی پاسخگویی به سوالات شما عزیزان رو دارن. تلفن های تماس با استودیو رو خدمتتون اعلام میکنم: 323 512 72 64. اگر که دوست دارید تماس بگیرید با استودیو و سوالات یا کانسرن های خود رو مطرح بفرمایید. Mr. Nalbandian, I'm going to start with this question. You know, majority of people are familiar with Democrat and Republican parties, like their blue and red colors, donkey and elephant logos. But you are a constitutional conservative, which is also identified as Tea Party. Is that right?
Well, you know what? Before we start that, you can lose the mister. I like being called Johnny.
How about Johnny John?
Okay, that I like even better.
Oh, okay, there we go then.
Johnny John, that's my middle name is John.
Okay.
Anyway, beautiful, beautiful. You asked a question. You asked me what's the difference between a constitutional conservative and everybody else, correct?
That, exactly, yes. So we would like to learn what is the difference between these parties.
Okay. First of all, being a constitutional conservative, you believe in much smaller government. A lot of people, and that means you do not waver from that constitution one bit. I believe it is the greatest living document on earth. And as I was a kid growing up, the founding fathers were my heroes. Just, I mean, if you go through that constitution point by point, there's no other document in the world like it. Now, the difference is much smaller government, and we do not want government in every part of our life.
Okay.
And I believe in, you know, a lot of people today, they talk that they follow the Constitution, but they're shredding it on a daily basis. Now, today, when you say, what's the difference? When I go out to campaign, people ask me, what are you? I say, I'm a constitutional conservative. No, 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 what party are you? I said, I'm a constitutional conservative running as a Republican. And here's the deal. The way I see it, you, in my world, you can't be moderate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To me, being moderate, you're either, I'm going to give you my famous saying, with me, you're either pregnant or you're not. You're either pro-life. You're either pro-Second Amendment. Okay? You can't waver and go in the middle.
There's no gray area, black and white?
Not with me.
Okay. Good to know. So let me start with the questions. You know, basically the concerns that people have these days, and they really want to see changes, and they are hoping that their candidates are able to take care of these concerns. There are so many of them. I don't even know where to begin with, like high taxes, health insurance, homelessness. These have been a concern for decades. And now the rising rate of crimes, burglary, the prolonged time for the response from 911, the police, other first responders in general. What else can I think of? The mandatory vaccination and weekly COVID testing, especially in public schools, actually. There are major concerns. Once you're elected, which one of these can you address as a congressman? What is on your top priority list?
We just talked about bigger government, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And bigger government causes major corruption.
Okay.
You know, with the special interest groups coming in and everything. After I win this election, I will declare war on corruption. I fought corruption all my life in the seafood industry, in the food industry. I mean, you know, every industry has its corruption. Some have a little more, some have a little less. But the bigger our government gets, the more corruption you're going to have.
I hear you. So you basically are going to fight corruption. And I think with that itself, you would be able of to take care of all these issues that I talked about?
Absolutely. And to me, action speaks much louder than words. You can't, you know, when I say fight corruption, right now you have the special interest group, which I've turned down, different special interest groups that have wanted to donate to my campaign. I don't want anybody to own me.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking for is, we all need money for our campaigns, of course. And, you know, I've had situations where I've been offered $10,000-$15,000 from special interest groups, but next thing you know, they own me. In my lifetime, I've never been owned, and I never will be owned. by anybody. I will be representing my constituents.
Let me translate a little bit. دوستان عزیز، اولین سوال من راجع به این بود که constitutional conservative معنیش چیه و چه تفاوتی در واقع با دو پارتی شناخته شده دموکرات و ریپابلیکن داره، که جواب آقای نلبدین این بود که محدودیت بیشتری میذارن برای دولت و در واقع کوچکتر میشه یا کمتر میشه دخالت اون بر امور دیگه ای که در سکترهای خصوصی هست به اصطلاح. و سوال دومم این بود که با مسائل و مشکلاتی که ما این روزها باهاشون مواجه هستیم، مثل بیمه سلامتی، داستان بیخانمانها یا مالیات های گزافی که باید بپردازیم، و این روزها همونطور که میدونید جوابگویی 911 قسمت های امرجنسی و اینکه پلیس بیاد متاسفانه هی طولانی تر و طولانی تر میشه و مدت زمانی بیشتری طول میکشه تا اینها پاسخگو باشن، و متاسفانه خب میبینیم که داره توی شهرم دزدی زیادتر میشه، یه جوری مسائلی که باید قوانین بیان و پلیس ها اون رو اجرا بکنن به نظر میاد که کمتر مد نظر باشه این روزها. و ایشون جوابشون این بود که با همه مسائل و مشکلات نحوه جنگشون این هست که با در واقع فساد و رشوه گرفتن و کراپشنی که بین افراد مسئول الان هست و بتونن از بین ببرن، و حتی اگر الان کسی بیاد و بخواد به ایشون کمکی بکنه، پولی رو ببخشه برای کمپینشون موفق باشن، نمیتونن ایشون رو بخرن و ایشون حاضر نیستن این پول رو قبول بکنن، مگر اینکه واقعا به خاطر کار خوبی باشه که میخوان انجام بدن، نه به خاطر اینکه بعدها ازشون توقعی داشته باشن. جانی، regarding on what you said that you're gonna take care of all the issues and concerns by just fighting corruption, I want you to use an example. Let's say, for example, I don't know, homelessness or the response of the first responders. How are you going to take care of that by fighting corruption? What is your plan specifically?
You know, we have a saying in the seafood industry, fish rots from the head, okay? And, you know, like right now, if you look at our crime stats, and, you know, this is as of October 31st, homicide is up 74.81%. Aggravated assaults involving a firearm is up 73%. Unlawful shooting up 73%. Motor vehicle theft up 57%. And arrests are down 33%. In other words, I will back our law enforcement 1,000%, okay? Mm-hmm. And how am I going to fight it? I'm going to tell you how. Everybody's getting ripped off right now. You go to the gas pumps, okay? And fuel prices are up 50%. Where these people, and, you know, when you were speaking Farsi, you mentioned Democrat. Today, the Democrats of today have completely changed. If John F. Kennedy was alive today, Harry S. Truman was alive today, then you could sit and talk about the betterment of our country. These people, you can't sit and talk. They're only one thing, bigger government and power, okay? And that money that people are getting paid off from, those are all taxpayer dollars that are being recycled, okay? Mm-hmm. For example, Planned Parenthood. Why should the government be funding Planned Parenthood? And then they turn around and give donations to my opponent.
So that's
recycling money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taxpayer money that's going back into the coffers of these politicians. But what I was trying to say earlier, if you had somebody, I'm not enemies with the other party, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what I'm enemies with is, to me, this is globalism, versus liberty. Okay? I'm for liberty.
I think everybody is for liberty. It's just maybe
not everybody.
Not everybody.
It depends the way they look at it.
Okay. How do you look at liberty?
Less government. I don't want government in every part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, when I had my bigger seafood distribution company, mm-hmm. I had 150 employees. We had the greatest health care for our employees. But there was much less government involvement. One of the worst things that ever happened is the government putting their claws into our health care insurance. And Obamacare was a total disaster, as all of you know.
Okay. So you think if the government is going to step aside, people are going to have better health insurance, or that would actually be at the mercy of the employer to provide that health insurance for them or not? Do you think everybody's going to be as good? I heard that you said you had 150 employees and you provided a good health insurance for all of them. But do you think that every employer in California is going to be as good as you were, or somebody has to overview and supervise that situation?
Well, it's the market, okay? There were seafood companies that didn't offer health insurance.
Uh-huh.
So those people didn't want to go work for them. They'd come, they'd want to work for me.
Right. Okay.
And it's, you know, it's a market situation. Let the free market work. Don't stick your nose in every part of it.
Okay. Thank you so much. So you were talking about supporting the first responders. Do you think that you're going to, you know, and there was a discussion about defunding the police, and they said we have to refund them. Do you think that they need more staff, or the ones that we have need to be more supported, have like a better income? What is going on these days in California? Why the rate of arrest is 30% down? Is it because they cannot arrest them? Is it because we don't have enough policemen?
They've got one hand tied behind their back. For example, I was very proud, and he's a Democrat, Villanova, Sheriff Villanova. He said, it is not our job to go out and tell people to wear masks or to tell my officers they have to get vaccinated. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That is a personal choice. And as you saw, these mandates are totally unconstitutional.
Okay. Thank you so much.
In other words, everybody has their function. And today, I beg your listeners, get involved. Get involved in your city councils. Run for office. If you believe in unfiltered conservatism and you care about our kids, one of the reasons I'm fighting big time is because my parents ran away from this. They were stripped in Russia and ran away from the tyranny that was caused over there. And if you don't want, you know, we're inches away from losing this country to the communist globalists.
Okay. I hope that's not going to happen. But I agree. We all have to fight for the right thing.
We haven't known each other for a long time, but you've been following me on social media. If you've noticed something, I am pushing people to go out, get involved. And when I say unfiltered conservatism, I mean fighting for our children, for their future. I want the America that I grew up in, and especially California. This state was given away. these people.
I'm with you. So let's go ahead, take the commercial break. We'll be back and we're going to continue our conversation. دوستان عزیز با ما باشید. بعد از پخش آگهی ها باز به صحبتمون با جانی نلبندیان ادامه خواهیم داد.
به رادیو ایران گوش می کنید.
KIRN 670 AM.
عرض کنم من موکل دکتر کامران یدیدی نیستم و تا به حال پرونده با ایشون نداشتم، ولی با اجازه خود ایشون دارم مطالب رو میگم. من با دوستم توی ماشین بودیم و تصادف کردیم خیلی بد. دوستم گفت من میرم پیش کامران یدیدی، کارش بهتره. من گفتم نه، یه وکیلی هست که میگه اینا همه تبلیغاتیان و من میخوام برم پیش اون. خلاصه پرونده و دکتر درمون، موقع حساب کتاب مبلغ خسارت دریافتی دوستم $100,000 از من بیشتر شد. به وکیلم گفتم مگه میشه اینقدر تفاوت؟ ایشونم منمن کرد و دلایل عجیب غریب آورد. منم کپی پروندهمو آوردم پیش آقای یدیدی. یه نگاهی کردن و گفتم پرونده خراب شده و دیس ایز ایت. اونجا بود فهمیدم چرا مردم فوری میرن پیش یدیدی. یعنی هر کی میخواد بدونه چرا کامران یدیدی، کافیه فقط یک بار پروندهشو ببره جای دیگه. و سلام.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، برگه برنده شما در امور تصادفات. 818-999-99-99.
ولی شما رو یاد چی میندازه؟ میدونم خیلی چیزا، ولی یه ولی بیشتر به گوشتون خورده و حداقل هفته یه بار همه مایحتاج شما رو تامین میکنه، همون که قدیمی ترین و بهترین و عالی ترینه. بله، ولی مارکت پلیس، نگین سوپرمارکت های لس آنجلس بزرگ. با مراجعه به فروشگاه های زنجیره‌ای و بزرگ ولی مارکت پلیس، خونه شما تکمیل تر، سنگک تازه، بربری، شیرینی تر، شیرینی خشک و نون های گوناگون، دیری، میوه، سبزیجات تازه و انواع گوشت و مرغ مرغوب و پرطرفدار دلی. راستی سورپرایز دیگه، سیفود سکشن ولی مارکت پلیس بخش ویژه و بی‌نظیر انواع ماهی و غذاهای دریایی داره با یه دنیا تنوع برای ذائقه‌های ایرانی و غیره. ولی مارکت پلیس 3 شعبه داره در رسیدا، ولنسیا و سیمی ولی. البته در پلازای ولی مارکت پلیس در رسیدا گوشت کاشر هم با مدیریت آقای سعید عرضه میشه. ضمناً از رستورانش هم که نگم براتون، با غذاهای خوشمزه، سالم، فرش و خیلی لذیذ.
818-609-1955 ولی مارکت پلیس .com.
آقای کنعانی، میگن مالیات زیاد از حد مثل سم مار میمونه، درسته؟
از اونم بدتر، مالیات زیاد از حد مثل یک آتش سوزی میتونه حسابای بازنشستگی، آیرا و یا 401k شما رو از بین ببره. ما با روش‌های قانونی مالیات رو به پایین‌ترین سطح می‌رسونیم تا بیشتر از سرمایه‌تون به خودتون، همسر و عزیزانتون برسه.
مشاور مالی شما دیوید کنعانی، 877-829-9227.
رکورد دریافت بیشترین و بالاترین خسارات میلیون دلاری در پرونده های رانندگان و مسافران اوبر و لیفت از آن دفاتر پیام شایانی، وکیل میلیون دلاری تصادفات است. دفاتر پیام شایانی با بیشترین میزان ستلمنت پرونده های میلیون دلاری و کادر حقوقی گسترده، بیش از 50 کارمند متخصص در تصادفات و وکیل در پرونده های رایتشر، اولین و بهترین انتخاب در تصادفات اوبر و لیفت.
راننده اوبر هستم و کارت عضویت رایتشر رانندگان اوبر و لیفت دفاتر آقای شاهینی رو برای خودم گرفتم و پیشنهاد میکنم اگر راننده اوبر و یا لیفت هستین این کار رو انجام بدید. فقط کافیه برید به وبسایت شایانی.com و بالای صفحه روی رایتشر ممبرشیپ کلیک کنید. خوبه این کارت اینه که اگر تصادف کنید از کلیه مزایا و کمک‌های جانبی بهره مند میشید. فراموش نکنید شایانی.com.
818-777-777-777.
من رضا گوهرزاد هستم و برنامه سیاست و جامعه را هر یک شنبه از ساعت 4 تا 6 پس از نیم روز به شما پیشکش خواهم کرد. هر یک شنبه از ساعت 4 تا 6 پس از نیم روز.
رادیو ایران 670 AM با صدها هزار شنونده در ایالات متحده و سراسر جهان پشتیبان جامعه ایرانیان در جنوب کالیفرنیا، به ویژه در لس آنجلس و اورنج کانتی است.
شما نیز می توانید از همینک با تایپ نشانی KIRN 670 AM در اپ استور و گوگل استور گوشی های خود اپلیکیشن رادیو ایران را تنها با یک کلیک
به صورت رایگان دانلود کرده و همراه با دیگر ایرانیان سراسر جهان آسان تر از گذشته شنونده برنامه های ما باشید.
هوای تازه.
هر یک شنبه از ساعت 7 تا 9 بعد از ظهر با من پروین جوادی.
چو در دست است رودی خوش، بزن مطرب سرودی خوش، که دست افشان غزل خوانیم و پاکوبان سر اندازیم.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ever forgotten a password or misplaced your cell phone or keys? That's what every day feels like for a person living with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's Greater Los Angeles provides free services to families and caregivers in Greater LA and the Inland Empire. Remember, you're not alone. Go online for help, to donate, or to get involved at 844-HELP-ALZ or ALZGLA.org. That's ALZGLA.org.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Close up. نگاهی نزدیک به سینمای جهان. سلامتی ستن.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
با من علیرضا حکمت‌چهار هر شنبه ساعت 4 تا 6 بعد از ظهر از 670 AM KIRN رادیو ایران. Close up.
رادیو ایران 670 AM با صدها هزار شنونده در ایالات متحده و سراسر جهان پشتیبان جامعه ایرانیان در جنوب کالیفرنیا به ویژه در لس آنجلس و اورنج کانتی است.
شما نیز می توانید از همینک با تایپ نشانی KIRN 670 AM در اپ استور و گوگل استور گوشی های خود اپلیکیشن رادیو ایران را تنها با یک کلیک
به صورت رایگان دانلود کرده و همراه با دیگر ایرانیان سراسر جهان آسان تر از گذشته شنونده برنامه های ما باشید.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Brutal winter weather continues to blast parts of the southeast, high winds and ice knocking out power to tens of thousands of customers today in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida. Tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption has now receded. However, the massive ash cloud covering the tiny island nation of Tonga, now preventing surveillance flights from New Zealand to assess the damage. That eruption Saturday sent tsunami waves swirling around buildings, people rushing to higher ground. Ukraine says Russia behind a cyber attack that defaced government websites, and it alleges Moscow is engaged in a hybrid war against the country. That comes one day after they said a number of computer systems had been infected. This is SRN News.
KIRN. 670 AM. Radio Iran.
Radio Iran.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community. With Debbie Amini.
خوش آمدید دوباره دارم خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیز. برای دوستانی که در این قسمت از برنامه به ما ملحق شدن عرض بکنم که مهمان برنامه امروز آقای جانی نلبندیان هستند که در انتخابات امسال نوامبر 2022 فعالیت میکنن که کانگرسمن کالیفرنیا در منطقه سی بشن و رقیب خودشون رو که در حال حاضر ادم شیف هست رو شکست بدن. صحبت هایی با ایشون داشتیم در رابطه با اینکه چطور میخوان مشکلاتی رو که این روزها کالیفرنیا باش مواجه هست حل بکنن و کالیفرنیای بهتری در واقع بسازن. که ایشون هم فرمودن با از بین بردن فساد و رشوه گرفتنی که بین مقامات فعلی وجود داره. در ضمن من میدونم که ایشون سالهای قبل هم 2020 هم در انتخابات برای همین موقعیت شرکت کردن و خب برنده انتخابات نشدن و دلم میخواد ازشون بپرسم که چه اتفاقی افتاد که قبلا برنده این انتخابات نشدن. Johnny, welcome back to the program.
Well, an honor to be here, Debbie. And you are bringing back some great memories. I don't know if people know this about me, but my parents were wiped out in 1934 by the Soviets, and they ended up in Persia, in Iran. And my parents lived in Tehran for 8 years. 8 years till 1942. Then from 1942 to 44, they ended up in Bombay, India, which is now Mumbai. And then in 1944, they were blessed. My dad's whole dream was to come to America. And he ended up in New Jersey, USA. And I'm very proud to say that I'm born in one of the original 13 colonies.
That's great. Yes, I actually said all those things in Farsi when I introduced you to our audience, that your parents were in Iran, Tehran. But you know what? You got to start learning Farsi. I mean, Persian.
Well, I got to tell you, when I say you brought back memories, my grandparents and parents, whenever they didn't want us to understand something, they would speak in Farsi or Russian. And a lot of the words that you're saying, if you talk slow, I can pick it up here and there.
Okay.
And I just love listening to it. And again, you've brought back some great memories. Thank you.
That's great. So the question that I wanted to ask you is that you ran for the same position in 2020 as well. What was the reason that you didn't win the election then?
What Cheating. Do you think?
Cheating. Okay.
Cheating. We got a big problem here. And if you go back about 15, 20, 25 years, I believe California was a solid red state. And I still think it's a red state. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and you see, I call California ground zero for cheating. And, no pun intended, being in the food industry, I call L.A. County the test kitchen. And then they sent this to the other states. This was the experiment right here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a figure here. And you tell me, okay, what you think. 449,000 Californians turned down jury duty because they were not citizens, but they were registered voters. Let that sink in. So, looking at the, for example, in San Bernardino County, I won. My last district, which was 27, I ran against Judy Chu, and I won in San Bernardino County 52-48, and according to our underground polls, okay, I should have won the whole thing 52-48, but not one Republican won in L.A. County.
You know what, Johnny? When I was reading your bio and translating it, it says that in 2016, you were inspired by President Trump's campaign, and that's why you came back to politics. And from the answer that you just gave me, it just reminded me of President Trump as well. There are a lot of similarities, to be honest with
yeah.
you. So my question here for you would be the same question if I was about to interview President Trump. How are you planning to stop the cheating?
I mean, let's say that, yes, they cheated. But the next election is coming up, and you and him know for sure that cheating happened. What is the plan to stop that? How are you going to make sure that the next election is going to be a fair election and it's going to be the voice of people?
Myself and 12 other candidates have filed a 51-page lawsuit. We are headed, and it's strictly not to turn over the last two elections or four elections. We have joined up with Election Integrity Project California, which is a nonpartisan organization, and we are filing this lawsuit, and hopefully it will be seen, and we can get an audit here in California, a forensic audit, not just a recount. Recounts mean nothing when you are counting fraudulent ballots. For example, in 2020, myself, I got three ballots in the mail that came to my home. They were sending out ballots like popcorn. It was, and the figure that I just read you, that's just one little figure, one little piece of it. And then the ballot harvesting. All of this has to be stopped. And I'm hoping that the Ninth Circuit will see our case. And if they throw it out, we're headed to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Is this happening only in California, do you know? Or there are other states who believe that the voting was not fair, it wasn't correct, it was biased? Is there any lawsuit anywhere else in any other state, do you know?
All over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah. But a lot of states are following our footsteps. But I feel, when I joined the lawsuit, again, this was ground zero. This is where they learned how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Just myself, I got three ballots. Then I go in to vote for the recall election, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, and the lady knew me, and she pulled up my paperwork, and it says I'm Democrat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been a Republican since 5 years old. Somebody changed me from Republican to Democrat without me knowing about it. And then there was people that have gone, we've got like over 3,000 just for the recall complaints. There was people that went in and they said, wait, you voted already.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess. Debbie, it's a mess, and this has got to be fixed. Look, I keep hearing about our democracy. I want to tell people, we are a limited democracy. We're a constitutional republic, which each state needs to take care of their voting.
Right. Do you think that you can enforce having an ID and showing an ID become a requirement? I think a lot of,
1,000%. You and I could have went and said and wrote down, you're Minnie Mouse and I'm Mickey Mouse, and we could have put a provisional ballot in. What is that? Everything else that I do, that you do, you have to show an ID.
I agree. Yeah.
You got to go to McDonald's and show them papers now.
Yes, you have to show the proof of your vaccination.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and you got to get on a plane. You show ID. You go to the bank. You got to show ID. Okay. This is completely. Look. I don't want cheating. Period. I look at it this way: California. They keep saying what a blue state it is. If all the voter rolls were 100% kosher, okay,
mm-hmm.
That's completely kosher, I believe there's more conservatism than there is leftism. okay?
I see.
Or liberalism. And right now, this has got to be fixed. Or going forward, none of us are going to win dog catcher.
I agree. So let me just, for those people who are interested in learning about you more or they want to support your campaign, I'm going to announce the website. And if you can think of any other way that people can reach you out, please go ahead and say it. Your website is votejohnny.us. Vote, V-O-T-E, Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y.us. That's the website that you can go ahead and, I mean.
Correct.
Yeah.
What I'd like them to do, get on there and subscribe. We're going to be having some great events where it's going to be very, very, we're going to talk about platform. I'm a big platform person. I don't care about personalities. I'm not here to win a beauty contest or to double date with anybody. I'm here to take action, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have most candidates have one platform. I have two. And let me tell you why I have two. We have our national platform, which is called Platform of Liberty. It's very much an America First agenda, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have our community platform, which is called Contract with Our Community. One of the things, for example, that you'll see on Contract with Our Community is school choice. You as a parent should be able to send your child, not from zip code, to any school you want to send your child. So let's say you choose to send your child to a private school. Then I want you to get a voucher where you get a tax credit on sending your child wherever you want, not where we're forced. Now, the unions who donate big time to my opponent, okay, the teachers' unions, mm-hmm. they're totally against this. I mean, I don't understand that. Why can't I send my child, and if I'm going to pay it hypothetically $1,000 a month, then I should get a tax credit on a voucher system.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Just let me go back and translate a little bit of what we discussed. دوستان عزیز، اگر که دوست دارید با آقای جانی نروندیان بیشتر آشنا بشین، فعالیت هاشون حتما به وبسایتشون سری بزنید، votejohnny.us, votejohnny.us. سوال من از ایشونی بود که چرا سال دفعه قبل، ببخشید، سال 2020 که برای انتخابات ران کردن برنده نشدن و ایشون برای نقیده هستن که حتما تقلب شده در انتخابات و دلایل آوردن از جمله این که افرادی بودن مثل خودشون که سه بار ولت گرفتن برای انتخابات، اینکه آیدی کسی چک نمیشه موقعی که میرن رأی بدن، باعث شده که این تقلب ها گسترش پیدا بکنه و امیدوار هستن که بتونن جلوی تقلب ها رو بگیرن، به خاطر اینکه با چند نفر دیگه یک لاسود شروع کردن که امیدشون بر این هست که از طریق این لاسود بتونن قانونهایی رو اجرا بکنن در انتخاباتی که در پیش هست که جلوی تقلبات تا جایی که ممکن هست گرفته بشه. و ایشون خیلی هم میخوان که تایید بکنن روی مسئله که شاید با شخصیتشون کسی راحت نباشه، ولی این پوزیشن و این مقام رو به دنبالش این نیستن که کسی ازشون تعریف بکنه و از شخصیتشون راضی باشه. میگن که ایشون مرد عمل هستن و میخوان کالیفرنیای رو دو مرتبه به وجود بیارن که در دوران بچگی در اون بزرگ شده. Johnny, you were a successful businessman. Do you think that your experience as a big business owner having 150 employees, as you said, help you in recognizing the community's problems, issues, needs, and drive you to create a better, safer, more affordable place to live? or it's just basically what's happening right now. And as you said, you feel that California is not in a good place that it's supposed to be. It's not the same California that you grew in.
Well, you know something, being a businessman helps. And I'll tell you, that's one of the things that turned me on about President Trump. Excuse me. And I've been following President Trump since 1989. As I was growing up, my heroes were people like Colonel Sanders, people like Lee Iacocca, people like Kirk Krikorian, who was, you know, the owner of MGM, and was an I love entrepreneurs. So being an entrepreneur, I followed many of them, and I love reading their stories. And I've been wanting President Trump to run since 2000. And the biggest reason, not his personality, but what he believes in, running the country like a business, again, like the private sector, not government involved in every darn thing. Now, so all of a sudden when he ran and announced, I've been on the train since 2015 because, not because I love him or love anybody. I love entrepreneurs, but it's strictly platform with me. For example, when I go out, I just mentioned my two platforms. When I go out to campaign, I tell people, I try to target independents and moderate Democrats. The progressive leftists, you can talk to them till 3 a.m. They're emotional voters. They're low information voters. And they're not going to understand any of this until their bank accounts get empty. When their bank accounts start missing and get lower and lower and lower, one day they're going to understand. I ask people, I say, look, out of 10 items on my platform, take 6 items that's going to make your life better. Take 6 items from Adam's platform, what's going to make your life better. Out of 10 things, if you vote for 6 from me, I'm your man. If you vote for 6 from him, he's your man. Stay with him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about what is going to take care of our youth. What is going to make – I'm very pro-small business. And right now, with all the regulations, over-regulations kill small business. And small business is the fabric of our country, and especially this state that was the 7th largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the explanation. I wish we have just 1 minute left before we say goodbye. Very quickly, in District 30, what are the cities that you think most Persian people or most Armenian Persian people live?
Okay, you got Atwater Village, you got Altadena, Burbank, Hollywood, Glendale, okay?
Mm-hmm.
La Crescenta, Flint Ridge is a lot of Persian Armenians. And a lot of Persians as well, okay? Las Feliz area, Silver Lake, Sunland, Tahunga. These are some of the cities.
Very good. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of today's program. We have to say goodbye to the audience members. You go ahead. Do you have any message for our audience members before I say goodbye?
Yes. Look. Go on to my website, subscribe. We're not looking for big, big donations. If you could help us out with $5, $10, $15, $20, it would sure help us. If you look at the FEC, Adam Schiff right now, from Special Interest and others, has over $15 million in the bank. Johnny Nalbandian, who is owned by no one, has $386. Okay? And you know something? It's not the dollars. It's the action and the message. Check out my platforms. If you like 6 out of 10, at least, I'm your man.
Thanks.
That's going to make your family's life better. God bless you, Debbie, and chodafes, folks.
Chodafes. دوستان عزیز، امیدوارم که برنامه امروز مورد پسندتون بوده و میتونید از اطلاعاتشون استفاده بکنید. تا برنامه آینده، همه دیگه شما عزیزان رو به خدای بزرگ میسپارم. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.